Good afternoon. A storm system out over the Atlantic is producing extensive clouds across interior New York and New England, and low clouds and moisture in place leading to scattered flurries from time to time across the region. So we'll go with mostly cloudy skies and a chance of flurries for the balance of the afternoon, and temperatures will be in the lower to middle 30s for daytime highs. A disturbance will dive in from southern Ontario tonight. This moisture-starved system will bring an increase in cloud cover with the chance of scattered snow showers late tonight as temperatures drop back into the lower to mid-20s. As that system races through the region on Wednesday, skies will remain mostly cloudy with occasional scattered snow showers with only minor, if any, accumulation, mainly across the hills and mountains, with temperatures reaching into the mid-30s. Behind this system will dry it out for the rest of the work week with partly sunny skies, highs bouncing back into the lower 40s on Thursday and Friday. A deeper storm will emerge out of the middle of the country and head toward the Great Lakes for the upcoming weekend. Out ahead of this system, an increasing southerly wind will push it into the upper 40s with a chance of late-day showers on Saturday. A better chance of rain as this system pushes through the region on Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs approaching 50. Back to cooler temperatures and leftover rain and snow showers on Monday, highs in the upper 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm off the southwest coast and strong high pressure over the Great Basin will combine to promote strong offshore flow across the southern and central parts of California. Gusty winds and low relative humidity will translate into critical fire weather for portions of Southern California, with an elevated risk extending northward into parts of Central California. Farther north, poor air quality will be found for parts of the interior northwest as winds and mixing remain light near the surface. Temperatures will be rather warm, though, for the western and central United States. In fact, highs in the 50s and 60s are expected through tomorrow for the northern and central Great Plains into portions of the Midwest. These temperatures are roughly 20 to 40 degrees above average for early December. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 83 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 below zero at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine near 40, Boston increasing sunshine and breezy in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees, the average low, 24. The record high, 58, set in 1927, and the record low, 3 below zero, in 1902. Sunrise this morning at 7:13 a.m., sunset this evening 4:21 p.m., 9 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a few flurries or a snow shower today, highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Increasing clouds with the chance of snow showers late tonight in the upper teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a few flurries or a snow shower today, and highs in the mid-30s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with highs around 30. Increasing clouds with a chance of snow showers late tonight in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a few flurries or a snow shower today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a few flurries or a snow shower today, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Increasing clouds with the chance of snow showers late tonight and lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers from time to time, little or no accumulation in the mid to upper 30s. Partly sunny on Thursday and Friday, highs in the lower to mid 40s. Mostly cloudy and becoming breezy with a chance of showers by the end of the day on Saturday in the upper 40s. A good chance of rain Saturday night and more showers on Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs near 50. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a chance of rain and snow showers on Monday, highs back into the upper 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.